Nolte, latest James Bond novel turns 007 into uptight woketard. By John Nolte on September 12, 2023. The newest James Bond novel, On His Majesty's Secret Service, gives us a 007 who's an uptight woketard. Bounding into comics reports that the book's author, Charlie Higson, delivers a James Bond who thinks like this, emphasis added. Bond was struck by something. It was a long while since he'd been at any kind of function that was almost exclusively full of men. It felt strange. There was not even a pretense at diversity here. Athelstan hadn't been the least bit concerned about ensuring that half of the people he'd hired to carry out his coup should be women, or non-white, or disabled. This was an unapologetically old-school gathering. In Athelstan's world he was king and could do whatever he wanted. Believe me, it gets worse. Here's the book's description of the arch-villain, Roger Birkett. Birkett was an ex-Tory MP, famous for promoting COVID-vaccine-mask-wearing-5G conspiracy theories, which had spilled over into the usual anti-immigrant, anti-EU, anti-BBC, anti-MSM, anti-cultural Marxist, climate change denial pronouncements. It was an anti-trans diatribe that had eventually got him kicked out of the party and he'd soon after set up the New Freedom Party. Anti-BBC. Ha 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 ha. More. The men, Bond, talked to invariably started with what shows they'd been streaming. Sport, travel, women, cars, and soon moved on to laughing about how much they hated cyclists and bus lanes and congestion charging. And traffic calming, and how global warming was a con. And sooner or later came round to the big woke conspiracy. Black Lives Matter, the Great Replacement, and what are we going to do about the Muslims? This question is for Breitbart's left-wing readers. Is this really what you want? James Bond is supposed to be about escapism. Bond authors are supposed to whisk you away from the real world and into a fantasy world of danger, action, sex, and espionage. Have left-wing readers become so insecure that they require a James Bond novel to affirm them? A storyteller's primary job is to cast a spell. A storyteller's greatest sin occurs when they break that spell. The fastest way to break the storytelling spell is when the creator throws a rock through your window to make a statement or to tell you how and what to think about something. Nothing is worse than getting lost in a story and then getting sucker-punched by the intrusion. The phoniness, the record scratch of, "We interrupt this story to lecture you about something very important." It kills the whole experience. The spell's broken. The storyteller has kicked you in the groin and returned you to the real world. This is one of the reasons I stopped reading Stephen King. I don't remember the title, but he started doing things like having his villains drive around with Newt Gingrich bumper stickers. Out of curiosity, I read one of his newer novels last year, Billy Summers. I could deal with the red-headed guy who owned a local office tower standing in for Trump. But when the protagonist, an assassin for hire, refuses plastic bags at a convenience store because plastic bags are bad for the environment. Man alive. We interrupt this story to lecture you about something very important that makes zero sense about the character you've already spent 200 pages with. In King's defense, the Billy Summers character was pretty thin anyway. And that's the other problem, you don't believe it. In this Bond novel, we're supposed to believe that a spy risking his life in an undercover situation is using his observational skills to count chicks and cripples. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.